Hello, welcome to the programme. The weather's terrible, disastrous in some places. Be a plague of locusts next. We're locked down with the familiar background rumble of anxiety about COVID. We know this should be the last push, but it's hard, isn't it? So today we're asking, who do you miss the most these days? Give us a call, ring 03700 100 444. That number again, 03700 100 444. We can go straight to some callers. Jane Greaves is on the line. She is in Pontypool. Jane, who is it that you miss most then?
Hello, Nicola.
Hello.
Hello. Well, I'm originally from Wales, but
I miss the team I used to work with, and since lockdown, I miss my grandchildren. I don't get lonely or want another partner. To cope, I create my own music. I enjoy being on my own. It was a bit difficult at first, but as the saying goes, you get used to it. Well, Noel Bell is a psychotherapist. He speaks for the UK Council for Psychotherapy, and he's here to help us out with this one today. Noel, what is it then that we miss when we have to stop being with, physically being with, people that we rely on?
Hi, Winifred. Hi. Well, I guess what we're all kind of struggling with is increased isolation that comes from this extraordinary set of circumstances the last few months. I guess it's the social contact. We're living with a form of living grief, the absence of what we want to do to connect with others. And in psychotherapy, we would generally be assessing someone's mental health, their emotional well-being, and assessing their positive self-care regime, their solid social support structure. Well, of course, a lot of these things have been destabilized. The external routines maybe are gone, the external structure offered by a job and a regular commute and mixing with others, whether it's co-workers and family and friends. So I think it's loss on so many different levels that's creating this special set of problems.
And no, when we talk about loss, we shouldn't forget there are people missing people who have recently died.
The particular challenge of grieving and in dealing with a grieving process and dealing with the bereavement process in periods of lockdown and social restrictions has been incredibly challenging. A big part of overcoming the challenges of coming to terms with loss is to be with others and to share and to, you know, share stories. And a lot of the time, whilst that could have potentially been compensated to some extent by technology, phone and video calls, it doesn't quite add up to being together and sharing grief together.
We're also missing people, aren't we, at the moment, who died a long time ago. That email from Paul Kelly, who feels he's really missing his wife. I keep dreaming about my mum, and last night I dreamt about my mum-in-law, and they are both long dead. We feel we need them now, don't we? Why?
Well, I think when we experience vulnerability, it risks opening up past vulnerabilities that are unresolved. So if we experience rejection, we will have the previous rejections that are maybe still a little sore. And when we're experiencing loss in our life, it reignites old who we're missing, the old bereavements. And I guess we don't always like to feel vulnerable, and this is what is extra challenging from this particular period. We don't know when, we all hope to think it's going to end soon, but there's this uncertainty and there's loss of control associated with this grief, and we perhaps, parts of the psyche like to go back to where we felt safe, where we felt safe and secure.
Noel Bell, thank you. I'll come back to you later on. Who do you miss most these days? Give us a ring, 03700 100 444. Now, we've got some callers on who are missing their children. We've got Diana Ruffy in Sheffield. We've got Kay Shaw in Sevenoaks.
These little grandchildren, particularly ones born this year, what a story they'll have to tell to their grandchildren.
They won't remember, will they? You'll have to tell them. They'll
have
to tell them.
I was born during that lockdown. You know, my father said it about the Second World War. I think the grandchildren will be saying, oh, I was born during that. The times of COVID.
Okay, Diana.
The baby has bonded very, very well with his mum. At least that's happened. There's been no interruptions for them.
Yeah. Thanks so much. Thanks, all three. Thank you so much for getting in touch. You're listening to Call You and Yours on Radio 4. Today we're asking, who do you miss most these days? Give us a ring, please. 03700 100 444. Noel Bell, a psychotherapist who speaks for the UK Council for Psychotherapy, is with us today. And in your work, you try to help people deal with loss. Lots of praise, and we're all doing our best, aren't we, with social media, WhatsApp and Zoom and so on. But why does it not fill the void? Or why are we starting, I suppose, now to feel we've really exhausted it?
Well, I think the benefits and the heartfelt stories that we've heard have shone the light on the benefits of the social connections that maybe we do our best to try and get through technological connections, but nothing really compares to getting that social connections, the hugs, the touching and feeling close to people. If you think worst form of torture in detention centres is to put people in segregation and isolation, you know, we're not meant to be isolated from others.
If there are people that we are longing to see but we cannot now see, what can we do to soften that longing?
Is this people still alive?
Yeah.
Well, I think, assuming there's the option of connecting with people on some form of video call, telephone. If you think 50 years ago, if we were living through a pandemic of this scripture you're talking about, counting blessings, 50 years ago we would barely have had the phone. So we have been afforded great potential for social connections through technology, but it's the longing that it's the part of, I would suggest it's part of the part inside themselves that they're actually looking to connect, that it's someone else is representing that loss of connection, that there's a absence of a safe place within themselves. And this is the nature of the bereavement process. You're missing someone, but it's a part of you that you feel has lost. That's why the living grief is so multifactorial, because it goes to so many different levels. There's parts of ourselves we feel may have died when someone has passed, or if we can't get in touch with someone, that loss that is bringing about a lack of connection, and it's lack of connection within themselves. They feel like there's a part of themselves they've lost.
No, perhaps this is oversimple, but I just wondered about planning stuff. You know, sometimes you think, well, when it's finished, we'll do this and this, and that can lift your spirits.
It can. I mean, if I was thinking about some of the suggestions, stay focused, you know, one day at a time, stay connected via technology with people, but absolutely to plan fun things to do in the future, because that overrides the sense that it we're stuck in the situation forever, yeah?
Lovely. Thank you so much for that. I've just had this email from a listener. My father died on the 4th of March 2020 on his 84th birthday. He was ill with pneumonia over Christmas. It was one day before the first COVID death in the UK. We'll always wonder if it was COVID. He was intelligent, kind and generous, full of wisdom and good humour, and everyone misses him. He was the chief executive of AstraZeneca at the time of its formation, and he would have been so thrilled to think that today the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine could be the one to save the world. It's heartbreaking that he's not here to share his wisdom and to follow all these events for himself. But it feels to us a little bit as though his influence continues to live on, even though he isn't with us in person. Who do you miss most these days? Give us a call, 03700 100 444. David Cocaine is in Warrington. Hi, David. Who is it that you miss the most?